on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Today, we're taking a look at the City of Oakland Mayor Betty Keeley and Councilor Jan Weir. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
So, first of all, Betty Keeley, back into the mayor's chair. What happened to retiring?
Well, I figured out that I'm a pretty nosy person and that I need to know what's happening in my community. And I was out of the loop. And it frustrated me more than anything. So I said, I can't do this. I'd much rather be busy and knowing what's going on. So,
do you almost feel like after, because you've been mayor for 10 years, right?
12 years before.
12. Mm-hmm. So after doing that, but still being in the community, still having all that institutional knowledge and all of that, would it have almost been easier to leave being mayor than just move somewhere?
Probably. But I will never move, so I'm just going to stay in Oakland for, I'll be there till I'm gone, and then my kids get to inherit my house. But I love that community. I always have loved it from the minute I drove into it, and my sister said that. And I think that I would like to contribute as much as I can, so I will be there.
So, Jan Weir, did I get your last name right?
Yes,
so,
thank you.
So, tell us a little bit about you and your background in Oakland.
I moved to Oakland in 2007, and I primarily moved here to get away from Southern California, and I had a friend that lived in Oakland, and I fell in love with it. It was quaint, it was quiet, it was beautiful. The people are fantastic. I found that people go out of their way to help you, no matter who you are or what your relationship with them is. Even those that you have disagreements with will stand up if you need it.
So how big a area in Southern California were you in?
Well, I grew up in the San Fernando Valley, and then I lived in Torrance for many years.
So this had to be a big change.
It was, but it was wonderful. We eventually moved to Temecula, where I stayed for 30 years. But when I moved there, it was very small. When I left there, it was 140,000 people. So yeah, Oakland was a big change, but a very welcomed one.
Wow, it's always interesting to hear about people who have made these big transitions. And Betty, where was it that you came from?
Oh, Sacramento was my last location before I moved here.
And how did you end up here?
Well, I was looking for a place to retire to, because I did not want to retire in California. That was a no-no. So I drove all over the place trying to find a place to live, and I wanted to open a bed and breakfast, and there was some available property in northern Oregon, and on my way there I saw Oakland, and my sister said, Oakland, we got to see this, because you know, we're from California. And that's when I fell in love with the town, and that's why I got here.
And it's amazing, too, so many people in Oakland came from California.
Oh, yes. Yes. Quite a few.
And even some came from Oakland, California.
Yeah, that's true. It's very true.
So what's the population now for Oakland?
We're still under 1,000. We kind of go by what Portland tells us. And the last count was 955, I think.
So do you feel like the population has changed much?
I think that that's not a good point, a good number. I think that we have much less people in the city than that, but we have a lot of people in rentals, and that means that there's a lot of changing going on all the time in our community. But the people who've moved up from California and bought homes are usually pretty staunch supporters of the city, and we appreciate that.
You've got some real historical homes there.
Yes, we do. We have over 90 historic buildings and sites in our community, so, and we're a very small community, and some of the homes are very well taken care of. They're loved by the people who own them, and others have kind of fallen into ruin, and many of those are rentals that the landlords just bought because they can rent them. They don't take care of the properties. That's an issue we have.
For city government, any particular projects that you have planned or in the works for this year?
We have quite a few. We're just talking about that at a meeting last night. We have, I believe, 7 projects that are either related to FEMA or FEMA-driven for our community, and most of them are the result of calamities that we've had. A lot of them are because of the Archie Creek fire. You wouldn't think that Oakland was affected by that because we're so far away from where the burn was, but the Kalapuya Creek is our single source of water, and the watershed for Kalapuya was burned. And so what we get in our water is all of the stuff that burned and all of the things that seep through the soil and get into the creek. So we have a whole new set of things we have to get out of our water in order to make it drinkable.
And how do you do that?
Well, we actually, right before that happened, we had just built our new intake, which is a wonderful thing, also FEMA. And now we have plans for carbon filters, and we have different things that we have to do to our water plant. We have to take all of the filtering materials out, replace them. So it's a long process, and we have to get our ducks in a row and do them in the right order so that we still provide clean water for our people. It's acceptable. It's above average, above the level that it needs to be. So our drinking water is fine, but we are struggling to do that. So we just need to resolve those issues and make it a little simpler for our public works director to be able to provide us with water.
Given the whole Archie Creek situation, is there then some federal help to do all this?
Absolutely. We've actually had a team of people coming from the EPA to look at the situation at the source of our water and all the way down the creek. And they have come up with some suggestions and some plans for us that we now need to act on. And that means getting more grants and being able to do what they said we should do. It's outside of our realm of understanding at this point. So we need their expertise.
Yeah, it would seem like, especially for a community that size, that you wouldn't be dealing with some of these things.
No. The only thing we had a problem with was getting water into our water plant before. And now it's there, but it's not the best water we can possibly get. So, yeah, it's a different problem. Problems keep coming up.
So how many staff do you have for the city?
We have 3 permanent full-time staff in our public works department and 2 in our city hall. So we have 5 permanent people, and we have 2 part-time people.
That is, I mean, proportionally, that probably works out, but that seems like a very small crew for running any kind of city.
It is. It is, and we have the best people we could ever want. They are dedicated people. They love the city as much as the council does, and they're willing to go that extra mile, and they do. And that's what makes our community so wonderful.
Now, I know for a number of years, Oakland has worked with Sevelin for police patrols. Jan, how do you feel like that's working out?
I think it's working out really good. They're timely in their responses. We have one officer that comes to our every meeting and explains what's gone on, and we question him quite thoroughly. The police chief often is the one that comes to the meetings too and explains things and tells us what's going on. And I truly believe that our incidences have decreased since their presence in town.
All right. We're going to take a break and talk more when we come back about what's happening in Oakland. Mayor Betty Keeley, Councilor Jan Weir, back in a moment at the Interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming at 1. And on tomorrow's program, He's been in real estate for 50 years. This month, we're going to talk to Neil Humble on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. We're focusing on Oakland today. Mayor Betty Keeley and Councilor Jan Weir. What about the business community in 2022? Kind of a bumpy ride?
Yes, I believe that we're going through one of our downs. I've been in town for a number of years, and I've seen some rises and falls in our business community. I think we have a couple of owners of many of the buildings in town, and when you have that much real estate, it's very hard to concentrate on one or two to get them going. So we're hoping that they are going to be able to progress a little bit more. One of the things that really affected our business community was when Bill Stearns, our fire chief, was injured, and he's still out. We have some wonderful people in our community who, in the beginning, volunteered to keep the shop open, the Stearns Hardware open, and are now at least partial paid. But they're keeping that particular business alive, and they deserve all the kudos in the world for that, because that's the one business that's always been open in our town.
And that goes way, way, way back.
1887 or 1889, one of those two.
I think it's 89.
Wow, that's amazing to have anything last that long.
Especially with one owner.
Yeah, in a smaller community. Well, one owner and prior relatives.
Of course, yes.
But so talk about historical aspects of the community. You mentioned all the historical buildings, but are there things out there history-wise that a lot of people aren't aware of?
I'm sure that a lot of people don't know the very simple history of Oakland, which we're very, very happy to share if you come into our museum. Most of the volunteers at the museum are very knowledgeable about the history of Oakland and tell about the town that moved. We were not originally located where we are. It moved because of the railroad. We have had a bank or two in town, and they've been at least robbed a couple of times, and those are really good stories. The school that we have, Washington School, is over 100 years old and preserved quite nicely and has our city hall and our library in there. And there are just every building in town has been used for so many different things all through the history, and they're just very rich in history, all of the buildings in town. And we see a lot of people come to take their senior pictures and by the sides of the buildings, in front of the doors and things like that. So that's nice to see.
I know that a couple of years ago, one of my friends from Portland, they ended up coming down and spending the night in Oakland and then going out and doing other things in the Umpqua Valley. But they'd never been there before, and they were just amazed.
That's great. We have had several Airbnbs open in town, and that's been the one thing that we haven't had for many, many years, a place for people to stay. And when they do stay, they can see how beautiful the town is and how hopefully we'll get the business district up and running and more vital in the next few months.
What about new construction? Anything going on in that regard?
We've had several new houses built in our town and some plans that are in the works. I think that there's a lot of interest in coming to a small town and being in a small town where things are not as fast and as dangerous as they are in a small town, in big towns. Our kids can still ride bikes on the street and go down to the park by themselves, and it's refreshing.
Now, you know, I was trying to think a couple hours ago about the layout of the town, and is there an urban growth boundary?
We do have an urban growth boundary. It's very, very small, and it's mostly to the east. And there are a couple of people who are looking at developing the urban growth boundary. We also include the Old Town Loop, which is in our urban growth boundary, not in the city. And we provide some services out there. It's pretty countrified.
So, Jan, you mentioned some of the summer things that being a highlight in Oakland. Talk about some things that are coming up.
I'll give you the list. We brought a list.
Okay, on March 17th, which is not summer, but we do something we call Potato Bingo, where we celebrate St. Patrick's Day, and it's a fundraiser for our Oakland Community Resource Team, and you buy a huge potato, and then you play bingo all night long, and there are prizes, and it's really fun.
I'm trying to figure out what the purpose of the potato is.
I think it's just
Patrick's
a color.
Irish.
Okay. Yeah.
We also have the, we're going to be having a spring tea. We do two teas a year, usually one in spring and one around Christmas time. And that's being done by the Oakland Community Resource Team also. And that will be April 15th. On May 13th, we have our 19th annual car show. And that's always fun, and it goes all day, and you get to see some really, really cool things. Last year we had rain, and it didn't work out so well. So I'm sure that we're going to come up with an alternative rain day. Then in May, we have our citywide garage sale, which is, they're fabulous. There's so much there, and the town gets extremely crowded. And then we have our 4th of July picnic and parade, and that's always fun. All the little kids, anybody who wants to be in it can be in it. And the little kids decorate their bicycles up in the parking lot of City Hall, and then they ride down. And we have one person who provides music at the beginning of the parade, and his truck that does the patriotic music is called the Invisible Marching Band. So that's fun. And then June 9th, 10th, 16th, and 17th is when we'll be doing our play in the park. And it's, we do 7 p.m. on
Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday, and on Sunday it's at 2 p.m. And then June 11th and 18th are the melodramas in the park on the Sunday, so that would be the 2 p.m. We also do what we call a haunted city hall, where we turn the upstairs of the Washington School into a haunted city hall, and it's really fun. We do all sorts of stuff. The kids love it. The parents love it. It's a safe and sane way to trick-or-treat.
Wow. So you've got a lot of things going on out there.
Yeah. And then in December, we do our tree lighting, which in the center of town at the intersection of 2nd and Locust, they discovered many years ago a hole that had a brass
liner
in it. And we opened the hole. We put a Christmas tree in it. And then everybody's invited to come and help decorate it. And then we have a tree lighting ceremony where we sing around the tree and have hot chocolate and usually donut holes. And it's really great. And then in December 16th, we are having the second tea of the year. And that's our Christmas tea. And that takes place up in Washington School.
All right, we've got about 40 seconds left. Betty, what's your favorite thing about living in Oakland?
I think it's the people. The people are just wonderful there. They are very willing to help if you ask them personally. You can't send out a notice and go, hey, could you come and help us? You just go ask them personally, and they will be more than happy to help you with anything. And that's truly makes it a good community.
Jan, what about you? What's your favorite thing?
I love the way that the people help and the camaraderie that is in the town. And the relationships that you can develop. They're a lot of close friends.
All right. Betty Keeley, Jan Weir from Oakland. Ladies, thanks for coming in today.
Well, thank you for having us, Kyle.
1247, actually 1257, News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.